Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for March 27th to April 2nd. So it's hard to believe that March is almost completely done. We just have a couple more days and then that's a wrap. Thankfully, because March has been a bit of a interesting month. Collectively, I know that we're going through a lot of very, very similar experiences, and you may notice that if you're talking to other people around, they're probably going through a lot of the same kind of stuff that you are, which makes sense because astrologically, we have a lot of major things that have been happening that affect the entire planet. And so when that kind of stuff is happening, it kind of adds a theme to what we are experiencing. And it may look a little bit different. It might not be exact. You know, for me, it might be my health and my family. For you, it might be your job and your career. But there's an underlying theme there that's presenting to us all, which kind of helps us, right? It's kind of like, you know, if we realize that, if we like remind ourselves about that, then it kind of like reminds us that we're like all in the same class together, right? We're not the only ones sitting in the principal's office by ourselves. It, you know, reminds us that we're kind of like, you know, we're all doing this together. So you've got teammates, you've got soulmates, you've got people that, you know, can help you. And sometimes the help can just be by knowing that someone's there, right? That someone also is going through you so that there's, you're not doing it by yourself. That's, you know, that what they say, that there's power in numbers. So that's definitely true to what we're going through right now. So when I tuned in for the group collectively, there's some interesting messages that are coming through. So they said that many of us will be working on practicing patience. And this is going to be, you know, they're telling me right now, a really good lesson for us to realize where we need to put our energy, where we need to pull back our energy. And they're saying to me right now, you're determining what serves us the best, what serves our higher good. And sometimes we forget to ask that question. Sometimes we forget to use that as our guiding compass, right? Sometimes we forget to be following and getting clarity on what serves our highest good, our highest purpose. And so that when we say that, we're meaning it's rising above all of the lower 3D human stuff, right? Because on the lower scale, on the lower vibrational scale of our existence, who we are, there's the, you know, I have to pay my bills, I have to take care of my family, I have to, all of that stuff, which is just, you know, very autopilot, robotic. There's not, you know, that stuff, it needs to happen, you just need to do it. But there's a lot of stuff right now, and especially this, you know, opening up of this new earth, opening up of this new energy, is about the souls recognizing the purpose of the higher self, the higher soul. So the things that make the biggest difference for you and for those around you. And, you know, and it's very complicated. Of course it is. But again, it kind of always goes back to frequency, right? It always goes back to whenever I kind of like feel really overwhelmed and spirit's giving me that message. And I think, oh my God, okay, so what are you supposed to do? What's the next step? How are you supposed to move through this? They kind of show me the frequency thing again. So reminding ourselves, if we can get into alignment with a frequency that we know that feels good, so that, you know, that makes us feel secure and safe and stable, and just allow us to kind of flow through and with that frequency, rather than being led by our mind or by the egoic energy, which is always fear. That's the vibration of fear. You know, it's very rare that our mind is not in fear. And I mean, because fear, you know, can be anything from, you know, having anxiety, being nervous, but it can also be like being undecisive or feeling stuck. That's fear as well. And so it's the same kind of frequency. So if we can do everything in our powers to allow our frequency to shift out of that, and of course, you know, the easiest way to do that is through gratitude, right? Through the surrender. We talked about all of that. And sometimes that can feel a little bit deflating, especially if you feel like you've got a lot of challenges before you. But it is the easier way to go. It's the better way to go. It serves your highest good, your highest purpose in a much better way. Something that definitely, you know, I'm working on, going through tremendous, tremendous family stuff right now with my two of my teenagers. And so all of this is definitely applying to my life as well, right? Everything that we're going through is serving a purpose for everybody, whether it feels good or not. They said to me, glorified outcomes, never what you think they will be. And specifically, that they were showing me this for, again, for certain members in our group. Because if you're somebody right now that's been working on something or really have been trying to get towards that goalpost, they just want to remind you that because the way things are shaking and moving around all so much right now, that it's likely not going to be what you think it was supposed to be. So they're saying you're going to also then need to learn to get over the disappointment of that. They're saying trust the game plan on this, though. Just like trust the big picture. Trust that everything is unfolding in the way that it needs to be. And they're saying don't let yourself sit in that kind of, like they're saying, disillusion. So don't let yourself sit in that disillusion for too long of the, you know, it can be sometimes the pity party of, well, I really wanted that to happen. Why isn't it happening? Now what am I supposed to do? That, right? All of that. And remind yourself again of the frequencies that come with all of that thinking and talking, right? Feel into that. When you say things like that to yourself, of course, the universe is listening to that and matching your frequency. So when you say stuff like that to yourself, just feel into how that's making you feel. And trust me, I know it's hard sometimes. Especially if you're an empath or you're sensitive, you know, we wear our heart on our sleeves. And it's something that's always been kind of really, you know, a challenge for me in my life, because for some reason, I am in a family. All of the family members that I have around me, they're the opposite, right? They're not sensitive. They're not empathic. They're not, you know, They're very much me, myself, and I, very much, and can walk into a room and not even have the awareness that somebody else is suffering in the room until somebody points it out to them. Whereas I'm the opposite, right? That's even no matter how, you know, horrible I'm feeling or what I'm going through, if somebody else comes into my energy field or into my experience that's going through something, I immediately have the awareness of it and I immediately want to be able to help them. That's how I am. And it's been a challenging lesson for me in my life with that, because there's a lot of feelings of disappointments around that, because there's always this feeling of lack, right? There's always this feeling of, why am I giving so much? Why am I constantly giving? And I'm not getting back. I'm not receiving back. And especially, you know, going through this illness that I'm going through right now, especially, you know, it kind of really shows you of how much you have put out and how little that, you know, certain, you know, major people in your life have not been giving back to you. So it just, you know, this is the awakening that we're going through right now is all about that stuff of having that awareness, so that you can change the way, you know, we're changing. We're meant to be changing. So, you know, I'm not meant to be the victim. I'm not meant to be the poor me, the one that people are taking advantage of or not being good enough to. I'm not meant to be that version anymore. It's time to break free of that. So see if that applies to you, because, you know, there's this big thing of us awakening, going through what the times we're going through right now is the rebirthing. It's a rebirthing. And of course, in order to have a rebirthing, you need to have a death. There needs to be a death. And so they did show me a noose. They said, like, somebody hanging with a noose around their neck. And they showed me that this is because we're saying goodbye to older versions of ourselves or who we thought we needed to be. And you may feel that this, I feel this is definitely playing out for me in my experiences right now. You may as well, that, you know, it's that again, that you think where you were supposed to be doing, what you were supposed to be doing, who were you supposed to be with, and all of that's kind of scrambled right now. But that's, again, it's because of that death of the old versions of us. And especially, you know, as we do this work, you may find that the others around you in your relationships, they're not necessarily doing the work at the same speed you're doing. And of course, when that happens, that means that you go on to two different timelines, right? There's two different things that happen. Now, ideally, you know, if you're in a relationship or you've got, you know, a best friend or your family members, your closest family members, you'd like to be on the same, right? You don't want to always be feeling like you're in one world and they're in another. But that happens sometimes, especially during that transition. And, you know, you can just hope and pray that they do begin to wake up, that they do begin to see the light, that they, right, that they also come onto the, you know, the path that you would like everybody to be on, which is with you, right, when you're doing the work on yourself. One of the things that you can do, and I don't know if this came up before, but it's been coming up for me, is I'm letting, you know, the universe know, I'm letting God know, I'm letting spirit know that I no longer want to have other people's life lessons through my suffering. I no longer want to suffer in order to help my family members with their life lessons. And a lot of us, you know, when I do readings and we do the soul guidance mentoring, they will show me soul contracts of that, where you do as a soul agree to come here, incarnate, and so that you can help another soul through some of their life lessons. And in doing that, you, it's kind of like you take one for the team. You kind of like, you know, you experience the suffering sometimes on the deepest level because you're literally trying to, you know, make a point to these souls. You're literally trying to, you know, shake them awake. But unfortunately, it can happen through our own pain and suffering. They make, you know, that's the way it happens. And I feel like that's definitely been part of my experience. And so, you know, my free will, my soul energy is saying no more. That's it. End that contract. That doesn't work anymore for me. So remind yourself that you get to say that. We're not at the mercy of, you know, it doesn't have to be this way because of that. You know, if we reach our limits, we reach the point where we say that's not, I can't do it anymore, it's enough, then we can let the universe know it has to be explored in a different way. These souls need to achieve their growth and their healing through a different avenue, not through the suffering of ourselves. So feel into that and see if that applies to you and if that's something that you need to let the universe know about. Now, they gave me something and I just wrote it down because they didn't give me anything else with it. So I'm just going to say it to you. You guys can go look it up. You can maybe let us know in the Facebook group if it was for you or what it's about. But they said moonology. Moonology. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a tarot deck or a book or I have no idea. And when I asked for more information about it, they just went on to the next thing. So the next thing that they said, that there would be a lot of disharmony right now. And they said among certain clusters or groups of souls. So remember this again, you know, we all have our soul families, right? We all have and it's very interesting on how our, you know, geographic location becomes determined, why we are called to move to a certain place, why we're called to end up in a certain place. And often that's because your soul family is there, right? There's, you know, a group of souls that you've had many lifetimes with that you guys are continuing to experience everything together and work on stuff together. And so they're saying there's going to be a lot of disharmony in those groups or those clusters of souls right now. So again, you're going to kind of feel that, like, and I know in mine for sure, it's kind of like it's like a ripple, right? Like it's not just what's happening to me. It's kind of rippling across, to everybody. And so you can kind of see that and feel that in everybody. So see if that makes sense to what you're experiencing right now. Now, as far as when we went in and tuned into the collective, so globally, they said that there's a lot of panic energy right now on the planet, a lot of fear energy on the planet. And they showed me this specifically when we're talking about the, you know, they're talking about the banks closing, they're talking about the food shortages, they're talking about, you know, the end of times, they're talking about all of that stuff. There's a, every, you know, where you go right now, there's a lot of that. There's interesting things happening too. And I noticed this just because, you know, this is something you should do, not out of fear, but just to be safe, make sure you've got enough, you know, food to tide your family over if something does happen, so that we, you know, you've got some resources for that. And I noticed just from shopping online, and this is interesting, just is through Walmart, and Walmart because it's the cheapest, just for like the canned fruits and vegetables and stuff, that they are almost sold out of everything. So that's, you know, are we going to go through that part again? That's what they're predicting. They're predicting there's going to be like a shortage on the shelves. There's going to be, you know, and I feel like honestly, there's no actual shortage, right? It's just they create and paint this picture so that we have that fear. You know, they're kind of stopping the wheel from turning, so that they can deliver us the next set of fear mongering that they're whatever their plan is next. So just be mindful of that, because it's really never, you know, what you're being shown is never really what's going on. And what they said to us was ride it out. They said no fear, no need to push the panic button. So they were like, you know, kind of be like as if you were watching a movie, and it'd be like, you know, oh, that's interesting, but it's not real, so I'm not going to worry about it. But in the same sense, make sure that you've got water, and make sure you've got food, make sure you've got some cash on hand. So in case, you know, the you're not able to go to the bank and that kind of stuff, just make sure you have that a little bit. Now, remember, we are very, very resilient. And so, you know, there won't be a lot that completely takes us down or puts us out. So remind yourself of that. If there's a hiccup, if something happens, we will bounce back through it. And like they said, we'll ride it out. No need to push the panic button. So remind yourself about that. If you're like catching any, you know, news that's predicting the stuff that's doing that, we're in the recession right now. We're already in it. You know, nobody's officially coming out and saying that it's happening, but we're in it. It's happening right now. And, you know, again, it's the same thing. You can be in that timeline of the fear of it, like the, you know, the worry and what's going to happen and the all that, or you can, you know, go into, you know, alignment with your higher self, your soul energy, and it kind of rises above it, right? It sees the bigger picture all at once instead of just focusing on the little shit piles that are all over the place. So yes, so it's going to be, we're coming into some very interesting energy soon. Of course, we're going to be coming into eclipse season. That makes everything kind of topsy-turvy. So now really is the time for us to like ground ourselves and anchor ourselves. And they're saying right now in your faith. So in your faith and spirit, so in your faith in God, that's where we will find the best strength, the easiest way for us to ground and anchor ourselves. And then two, just, you know, it also helps to remind yourself that you're part of a collective that are going through the same experiences. And if you shrink that collective down even more in the group, when we talk about the hub, you know, we've got our nice little circle of souls that are kind of like all here energetically, you know, on the same team, all kind of like helping each other, guiding each other, supporting each other, holding space for each other. And sometimes that's the biggest, you know, gift. The biggest assistance that we can do is to hold space for each other. I gotta tell you, so me going through all of this, you know, the stuff that I'm going through with the physical stuff, trying to, you know, fight off these parasites and fight off these viruses, is I've had so many people say to me, I'm praying for you. I'm saying prayers for you. And every single time somebody's doing that, it's almost like I can feel this, like, energy around me building and getting stronger and stronger, And, you know, there was a time in this going through this illness that I couldn't feel that support. And I, you know, whether I was too focused on the feeling like crap and on my own problems, that I wasn't seeing the big picture of it. But I'm thankful to say that I'm at a place now where when people are offering their prayers, I can feel the energy of that. And so remember, whether you're somebody that is needing the prayers or whether you're somebody that's giving the prayers, the benefits are the same. And so, you know, when we, this is why, you know, with the hub stuff, there's been many times when I've through this that I've thought I should just stop. I should stop doing the hub. I should just stop everything and just focus on my healing. But the thing that happens is when you help others, you help yourself. And so I know that even on my toughest days when I, you know, have to struggle to show up, I know that somebody else out there is struggling more than I am, or they'll need the words, they'll need the encouragement, the wisdom. And so I will continue to show up. And so do that for yourself. Show up when you can and know that we are all showing up for you as well. So we have our readings this Thursday. I hope that everything is in alignment for that and that I'm well enough to show up for that. And hopefully you guys are. Of course, I give you the option of sending in questions. You can do that as well. And you can just send that in through the email. Okay, my lovelies, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.